Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Howling Wolfowitz.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Later today, World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz gets to tell his side of the story. He'll appear before a special committee that's been investigating the scandal that's consumed him. Wolfowitz says other bank ethics poobahs knew he'd given a generous pay raise to his girlfriend. Marketplace's John Dimsdale says Wolfowitz's future is at stake.
To his critics, Wolfowitz no longer has the moral authority to lead the World Bank's crusade to clean up corruption in developing countries. But Kevin Hassett at the American Enterprise Institute says while Wolfowitz made a misstep intervening on his partner's behalf, it wasn't a big one.
The deal with his girlfriend was investigated at length in the past and found to be okay. These charges have been trumped up right now because many people in the bank have been concerned about the aggressive steps against bank corruption that Wolfowitz and his staffers have been taking.
Hassett says Wolfowitz has ruffled feathers by disciplining or firing 22 World Bank employees who thought they had a sinecure for life. After meeting with Wolfowitz, the Special Investigative Committee will make its recommendations on his fate to the full board of bank governors. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Flying out of bankruptcy. Delta Airlines is out of Chapter 11 as of today, a year earlier than it had anticipated. Now it gets to work on its self-promotion. They've got $10 million earmarked for a rebranding campaign. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed up 15 to 13,120. The Nasdaq closed up 3 to 2775. And the S&P closed down a point to 1494. Now, Omaha is a long way from Darfur, but that'll be on the agenda at the annual Berkshire Hathaway meeting this week. Shareholder activists are pressuring Warren Buffett to divest from a Chinese oil company believed to be doing business in the troubled African region. Buffett's reportedly resistant to selling his stake in the well-performing PetroChina. President Bush meets with leaders of the European Union today in Washington. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, our Sam Eaton says this was supposed to be a summit on climate change, but now the issue will be left off the agenda completely.
The EU has promised to cut its CO2 emissions by 30% if the U.S. joins them, but the Bush administration remains opposed to any limits on greenhouse gas emissions. So the topic is basically off limits. David Doniger with the Natural Resources Defense Council says European leaders have been too polite with the White House. But that's about to change.
The real moment in the sun will be at the G8 summit in Germany later this year. That's where we'll see whether the Europeans air their disagreements more publicly.
He says for now, European leaders are bypassing the Bush administration. They're reaching out directly to states. California tops that list with its recent legislation to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 25% by 2020. In the meantime, today's Washington summit will stick with economic issues, like trying to coordinate accounting standards across the Atlantic. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
And now, some pizza for breakfast. 20 years ago, lawyers Larry Flax and Rick Rosenfield opened a specialty pizza shop in Beverly Hills. Today, their California pizza kitchen has over $500 million in sales and 200 restaurants. Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl sat down with the co-CEOs at one of them.
All right, so it's a BLT pizza, which I frankly don't understand for the life of me how you get mayonnaise on a pizza and make it work.
Do you like...
I love BLTs.
Oh, then you'll love this. Guaranteed.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a piece of this pizza and explain to me the thought process in the test kitchen?
Well, this pizza, I'm a mayonnaise freak. I love mayonnaise. And this was my attempt to get mayonnaise on a pizza. And it was right after we took over our menu and started running it ourselves.
Let me share a little story here. I had a conversation with Howard Schultz at Starbucks, who was for years militant against putting non-fat milk on the menu. It's interesting that you guys have this opportunity to experiment with your own tastes as a way to develop a product.
Yeah, but you can never be so smart about what you think is right or wrong, because I'm very reactive, and I open my mouth sometimes before my brain really gets fully engaged. And the best example, of course, and Rick always likes to talk about, is in the early stages, we saw the restaurant differently. Rick saw it, this is where he turned out to be right, Rick saw it as a more family-style restaurant. I envisioned it as very cool, you know, a cool place where people would go late night. In fact, I did the music for the first restaurant, and I never forget, because I used Blade Runner, the music from Blade Runner. And I'd come in at night, and I'd lower the lights and turn up this music. Then Rick walked in, he raised the lights and turned down the music.
Is there a way that this enterprise could have worked if you guys hadn't been friends beforehand?
The fact that we have succeeded as co-everything is pretty unique. At the end of the day, it's a pretty unique partnership that's going on for 35 years. I don't think you can plan that.
You'll take this in the spirit with which it's intended. It's a little weird, this dynamic you guys have.
It is a little weird, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story now you're not going to believe. Rick and I grew up in different cities. I grew up in Los Angeles. He grew up in Chicago. When we were both young in those areas, we both had speedboats. He called his half fast, and I called mine half fast.
You guys are making that
And
up.
That is a true story. Nobody believes it, but it's absolutely true.
Larry Flax and Rick Rosenfeld are the co-chairman and co-CEOs of the California Pizza Kitchen. Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
All our interviews and conversations from the corner office are archived on our website, marketplace.org. You can find out about our podcasts there and send us email and all our sorts of other cool stuff. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.